The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Drew's Brews today with US 99. I wanted to highlight a brewery that I've loved their beers for a long time, but I've never made the trip to their tap room before. You have one of those places in your life too? You found the beer at Mariano's or Binnie's. You dig it, but you've never actually visited their brewery? A trip to see my brother-in-law in Evanston a couple weeks ago sparked a conversation where he said, "Hey, have you been to their new space in Skokie? It is incredible. You should stop by on your way home." And that's what I did. Today, we're featuring Sketchbook Brewing Company in Skokie. A tap room? It's one of the biggest I've ever been to. Lots of space and natural light. They have a 25-foot high ceiling. It makes you feel like you found a cozy spot within a community. Over a dozen beers on tap, plus an expansive dog-friendly patio and beer garden. Now, I am a train nerd. I love that the tap room is right on the Yellow Line rails. So every few minutes, gates came down just outside the beer garden, and oh look, there goes another two-car Yellow Line L train. And seeing that, if you didn't know this, the Yellow Line only has three stops from Howard to Skokie. You never see the Yellow Line in the city, in the loop. So I really dug that. The Skokie location also houses their main production facility because they do have a smaller tap room in Evanston as well. So at Sketchbook, they say they know just a few things. Beer is a fermented mystery. Beer is community, especially when enjoyed with friends and family. Beer is art plus history. When we create historical styles, we learn backwards. They create great beer in order to bring relaxation and pleasure into a sometimes weary world. Isn't that the truth? And their tap rooms don't have TVs so that people can actually lean over their glasses and talk to each other. I love that. So let's talk about the tap room and the beer. In the tap room, you can grab a seat at the bar. You can sit at a table like I did. You can play some shuffleboard or foosball or plop down in the lounge area. Super comfy couches and chairs. Like I said, Sketchbook has one of the biggest tap rooms I've ever seen. Another thing that they love, variety. If you like pilsners, they got you. Lagers, IPAs, hazy IPAs, What about a Belgian? A stout, a saison? Yes, they even had fruited sours and some barrel-aged goodies. Those are the big dogs, the larger ABVs. Something unique that I loved, each staff member at Sketchbook was super friendly and asking if they could offer suggestions and tasting notes. I missed her name, but one woman mentioned that if I came back with others at another time, they also have gluten-free cider and non-alcoholic kombucha on tap. Jill and I, we are huge fans of kombucha. Good for your gut. Good for your system, super tasty as well, and not a lot of breweries are dabbling in kombucha. So the beers. I suggest you try the Freedomish Saison. It's a 5% hibiscus saison with strawberry, key lime, and orange peel. It was brewed to commemorate Juneteenth and the end of slavery in the Confederate States. All profits go to Skokie United and City of Evanston Reparations Fund. Love that. Other beers to try. The Insufficient Clearance. This is the beer that I've loved for years. You buy it in a tall white can. It's an IPA packed with juicy flavors of mango, guava, and pineapple smoothie, complete with a whipped cream texture into an impossibly small space. It's delicious. You want a double IPA, a big boy? I liked the Night Game. 8.8%. Mosaic hops and honey, huge tropical fruit, citrus, and floral flavors and aromas. The malt is simple. It lends to a drier and refreshing IPA at Sketchbook. But my favorite beer, anytime I see this ingredient in a beer, I want to try it. The ingredient is honey. The beer is Honeybird, and it did not disappoint. An American Pale Ale, 5.7%, easy drinking with bright floral and grassy tones with a touch of earthy honey sweetness and a soft herbal finish from the Thai basil. Trust me, the Honeybird, you will like it. So Sketchbook, they do happy hour Tuesday through Friday, trivia every Wednesday, food trucks every weekend, and live music at Sketchbook in Skokie every Sunday. They're on Main Street, just east of Niles Center Road, west of Skokie Boulevard, right on the Yellow Line tracks, online at sketchbookbrewing.com, on socials at sketchbookbrew. They're open 6 days a week with Friday through Sunday, doors opening at noon. Sketchbook Brewing Company in Skokie, stop by and tell them Drew's Brews sent ya.